Vince?
God, I don't want to say the name. I left to pursue a career in banana splitology, much to my father's delight. They continued in a kind of uneasy banter, the changeling watching with an anthropologist's eye. They were less exotic to it than Polynesians, but no less interesting. There was a conspiratorial edge to their exchange. They had done something forbidden together, something secret. Not necessarily sex, but that would be a good first guess. Did Stuart mean for his new companion to make that inference? The changeling's only experience with homosexuality had been in the asylum, and there had been no social aspect to it. He had just been a receptacle for two of the guards. There had been a third, who only came to him once, and had been more interesting than the two brutes. He had quit after a couple of minutes and started weeping, and said how sorry he was, and evidently quit the job right after. It was so much more complicated than it had to be, but the changeling had noted that this was true of every human biological function that wasn't involuntary. Vince brought the split and Stuart's coke. "You don't want some vanilla in yours?" he said to the changeling. A complexity. "Sure, I'll try anything once." Vince nodded grimly. It was an obvious turning point. They divided the confection meticulously and pursued it from opposite ends. Stuart told the changeling about his scholarship to Princeton. "Nice campus. Major in anthropology?"
"No, English and American lit. You've been there?"
"Once, visiting relatives. A semester, actually, studying invertebrate paleontology."
"You have relatives everywhere."
"Big family." He made a face.
"Mine are all in Iowa."
He said it as Iowa, with a downward inflection. "You don't plan to come back and raise a bunch of Iowans yourself?"
"No and double no. Not that I don't like kids."
He speared a piece of banana.
"I hate them."
"Brothers and sisters?"
"Thank God, no. The kids at school are bad enough."
The changeling was absorbing all this avidly. They finished the split. "Well, want to show me around fabulous North Liberty?"
"You got 5 minutes?"
On the way out, the changeling gave Vince a dollar and airily waved off the change.
"Rolling in dough," Stuart said.
"Best crap shooter in San Guillermo."
"Bullshooter."
They both laughed. It actually took about 10 minutes. From the center of town, Stuart led him down West Cherry Street.
"This is my house," he said. "Want to come in?"
"Sure. Meet your parents." Stuart looked at his eyes, exactly level.
"They're gone. They won't be home till tomorrow."
The changeling returned his gaze. "I don't have to be in Cedar Rapids till tomorrow. Missed my train." The courting ritual was brief. Stuart raided his parents' liquor cabinet and fixed them bourbons that were much too large and strong. Just fuel to the changeling, of course, but if Stuart had been older, it might have killed his sexual desire. It didn't, of course. He lurched up the stairs, dragging the changeling by the hand into a bedroom that was not at all boyish. No models or posters, just hundreds of books in nailed-together bookcases. The changeling had no idea of what the protocol was, still being ignorant of heterosexual protocol. So once in the bedroom, it just did what Stuart did, one permutation after another. It narrowed the diameter of its penis for his comfort, remembering pain in the asylum. Afterward, the boy slept in its arms, snoring drunkenly. It analyzed the genetic material he had left behind. He had a problem with cholesterol and should take it easy on the banana splits. Also, diabetes in his future. Maybe just as well he didn't want to reproduce. Chapter 25. Apia Samoa, 2021. There was no way they could have kept it secret. For one thing, a longboat crew had been practicing less than a kilometer away. They heard the explosion when the laser punched through the wall of the building full of vacuum. All 34 were still staring when the side of the building collapsed and there was a huge spray of water. From their angle, they couldn't see the artifact,